Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 24th of September. A little bit jaded, I'll come to that in a minute, but I am pleased to announce, I had to wait, that the Supreme Court has upheld the FTS ruling that Boris Johnson is a lying twat. Lord Erskine passed judgment many months ago, and the old Supreme Court have stepped up and just said, yep, you were right, Ian, once again. What do we do now? He has to go. He has to go. Interesting. He's got to go, hasn't he? Just how can he possibly stay? He's been found out for exactly what he is. And it always has been. Forget your party politics. We had a discussion last night. A little subset of one-to-one meeting yesterday. We met about 1:30 to discuss football trading. And from there, it all turned into a mess. And we covered a bit of Brexit and politics. And Suggsy was there, and Matt Stevens. And basically, they'd vote for Boris, whatever. I don't know what he'd have to do for him not to vote for him. I remember watching a video where, I think it was a Jimmy Fallon show, they sent people out in America asking... what would you do? I think I tweeted it, asking what would Trump have to do for you not to vote for him, and some people sort of said nothing. You know, there's nothing he could do that they would still vote for him. You know, I think one of them said punch the Pope in the face or something, but a lot of them, there was nothing. Nothing was beyond him that would stop them voting for him. And old Matt and Suggsy last night, they'll vote for Boris, whatever. Whatever he does, he could go around smashing people up. It got a bit more graphic than that, and they'll still vote for him. Yeah, unbelievable. But then Matt was defending Harry Winks. He started actually opening his chest out as if he was playing football in the middle of the pub. Talking about how great Harry Winks was, great player, and then when I said, do you want him to play for United? Oh no. He's useless, Matt. Understand it. Yeah, it was an entertaining evening, very entertaining, which ended up with one guy having to get an Uber home to Birmingham from London. Hope you made it home safe, mate. Well, I know you did because you text me, but there you go. See, that was just a little innocent meeting to talk about football trading, and it all went a little bit pear-shaped. But there you go. See, get Suggsy involved. These things happen. Oh, and Suggsy got an Uber. Suggsy, the cab driver, the black cab driver. Well, not black cab driver, that's unfair. He loves the black cabs in London, but he's a cab driver out of Stansted. He's done nothing but moan at me for 3 years. Uber, look at him there, bloody Uber. Uber, Uber, Uber. How'd you get home last night, Suggsy? How did you get home, son? Uber, beautiful, it's beautiful, can never ever bring it up again. It is just, it's beautiful. It's, what a day, that alone has made my day. Some sad news. I had a bit of a tear up this morning. Steve, on Twitter, Steve Williamson, good lad Steve, very good horse trader, but just a lovely guy, always tries to help people. He lost his mum last night, and having been through that, my thoughts are with you, Steve. I sort of, it flashed back to my losing my mum, it did, and that, it got me a bit tearful this morning, mate, but my thoughts are with you. Anybody who knows Steve through Twitter, he is a top guy, so yeah, thoughts with him, Steve. I hope you rally round, and you'll have some happy memories, but yeah, horrible. What else have we got? I've done the ultimate stuff, that's out. I've got no power, so I'm going to try and be quick. I've got a football bet for you this afternoon, or this evening. First half goal bet, so if it's 0-0 on 20 minutes, Dijon versus Marseille, laying a first half under 0.5, first half goals, 0-0 on 20 minutes through to sort of 35 minutes. I've got zero horses. I've just had a message, so let me have a look. Let me open my phone up. See, this is it on the fly. This is how it all happens. Where is it? Oh, here we go. 8:30 at Chelmsford. Hold on a minute because I need to check prices. If the price has gone, we won't be involved. 8:30 at Chelmsford. Let's have a look. Yeah, see, this is how it works. See, this is the. It's all a bit slower because I'm having a tether and I've not got much phone either and I've got much signal. It's all gone wrong here. 8:30 Chelmsford. Oh no, the price is still there. 8:30 Chelmsford. Barca, Jim Crowley's Mount, a win bet. 8:30 Chelmsford City. Barca, Jim Crowley's Mount. Anything down to sort of 9 to 4 is fine. It's currently 3.7, but anything down and sort of 3.25, 3.3, and you'll be fine. So Barca is the horse win bet. The football is Dijon versus Marseille. Yeah, that's it. I mean, we're all going to, you know, if you've got an interest in politics, we're going to sit and wait, see what happens next. You can't believe what's going on. I mean, old Les Kev will be jumping up and down. He's probably down at Brighton at the old conference, jumping up and down. But Les, the thing you got to ask yourself, son, genuinely, is how with this Tory government over the last 3-4 years, have you not got yourselves in front, son? How have you not got yourselves in front of this lot? I think I could get in front. I think I should start the FTS political party. I think I'd hit the front easily. How has Corbyn and his team not got ahead of this? And that's why the boys want to vote for Boris. See, they want to do anything to keep Jezza out. What a shambles. What an absolute shambles. Right, enjoy your day. I'm going to sit and wait for the power to come back on. Hopefully it'll be on tonight. Trading group will be in about 6, I think, for the kickoffs. So I'll drop a sheet in later. And have a lovely, lovely Tuesday afternoon.